pleasure to be the first speaker, Professor Ocalio from Bain's Theopon University, and the title is Quantum Fundamental Group and Quantum Representation Variety in Surface Manifold.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Anna for giving me the opportunity to do this talk in here. So my title is like this. And I would like to start exploring the convention that everything is important. And organization is a in quantum topology, one considers an important object is quantity category. And let quantity denote the category such that objects are close to d-1 member. And morphism is a coordinate in between such d-1 members. And these coordinates are considered up to homeomorphism. And d-dimensional TQFT is basically the functor f from the category of D to the category of vector spaces. And sometimes one considers only symmetric monoidal functors. But anyway, it is functor from cobordism category. And I would like to consider another kind of category relating to manifold topology. Let NP denote the category such that the objects are G manifolds and morphisms are isotropic classes of embeddings. And composition of the ones and identities are isotropic classes for identity homeomorphism. And there's a relation between cobordism category and embedding categories as follows. So there's a functor boundary from MP to COP-T which maps the D manifold M to the boundary of M. So this is M. Then this is not to this. And if the morphism so this is M and there's an embedding, we consider embedding this one here. Then this is mapped to here. Here is boundary M, and here is boundary M. And this is a cobordism between boundary M and boundary M. So this is a very defined functor from both M to COP. There's such a relation between these categories. And we are interested in functors which is defined on MP. And one obvious functor is this one. You denote by denote the functor from MP to the homotopy category or homotopy category of the category of topological spaces. This maps the manifold M to itself, and isotopic classes of embeddings are mapped to homotopy classes of maps. And you can so this is an obvious functor, and using this functor and composing other functors in eigenvectors, you can get many functors on MP. For example, if you take a homology group functor, then we get a functor from MP to the category of abelian groups. And we modify the definition slightly if you consider category of embeddings of base pointed manifold, then it goes to the homotopy category of topological space, base pointed topological spaces, and we get only one functor. And for example, we can take home G functor to get representation spaces. And another interesting functor from defined on MP is given by same models. Let A be a certain functor from M to the category of K modules. And M is mapped to a scale module, KM. And this is a K module which is expand by links in them, or perhaps this is just a sub-main board for a sub-complex system. So take the links in them, and we divide the, this module by certain local relation, which is this plus local relations. We get the module, and this gives a parameter. And it is well known that scale modules are Antorian and under embeddings. So this is another example of functions from MT. And so I consider the general case, but in the following, we restrict our attention to the case D equals 3. But many things can be generalized for other dimensions. So we want to define a certain category D. To define this category, I need some preparation. Let a disk-based free manifold is a pair of M and I, where M is a connected free manifold, and I is an embedding of a disk into the boundary of M, and everything are oriented, and orientation is done. So here is a free manifold. M is a disk, M is an embedding. So we call such a pair disk-based free manifold. And a disk-based embedding from a disk-based free manifold to another disk-based free manifold. So this is a disk-based free manifold, M and J. Embedding of this one into this one is embedding of M into N such that this one composed with and this manifold is embedded into here in such a way that this disk is mapped to here. So it looks like this. Okay, this is a notion of disk-based embedding. And we consider category E such that the objects are disk-based free manifold, and noting the disk-based embeddings modulo isotopy through disk-based embeddings. Yes. And compositions are obvious, induced by the usual composition of embeddings. And identity is represented by the identity number. Okay. And so we have we often write M for MI. So we drop this this case in I. And also we often confuse embeddings and their isotopy classes. And what are the isomorphisms in the category B? So let F be a morphism in E from M to M prime, then it is an isomorphism if and only if it is represented by this disk-based homomorphism. So one direction is obvious. If F is a disk-based homomorphism, then it is clearly invertible and it is an isomorphism. But this proposition says that if F is invertible as an object of the morphism in E, then it is represented by this disk-based homomorphism. So this proposition implies that if we are given a functor F from E to C, some category C, then the isomorphism class of Fn in C is a topological invariant invariant of M. So if we we have a functor on E, then we get the topological invariant. So we want to have interesting functors in. And I explained some structure on E. There is a monoid category structure on the category E. tensor functor is given like this. So let M and N prime be objects in E. It looks like this one, but it is convenient to draw this thing as like this. We put this facing on the bottom part. So if we draw something like this, then it is assumed that the facing, this facing is on the bottom. So an object in E looks like this. So we are given two objects like this, and if we take a union with these two manifolds with a hot cylinder by gluing this disk, this stripe disk in here, and this disk with this in here. So we glue these things and we get a connected manifold with this spacing like this. This is a tensor product. Okay. On the object level, this transfer is described like that, and on the motive level, there are other manifolds, N and N prime. N is embedded in N by F. N prime is embedded in N prime by F prime. Then we have here N as an N prime. And this cylinder is mapped identically to here. We glue these maps, then we get a morphism from N tensor M to N tensor M. Okay, this is a description of the monoidal structure of this. And the monoidal unit is given by the keyboard. This is drawn like this. Or maybe it is convenient to draw it as a cylinder. This is the monoidal unit in the monoidal structure. And
there is a question in your category. Are you requiring that the disk are on the boundary?
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're saying that you are, but it seems like you are.
Yeah.
Thanks. So we have a branding. Okay, here is M and M prime, and they are tensor. Like this. And we consider M prime tensor N. This is like this. And the gradient maps this M identically to here, this M identically to here. And this cylinder is mapped by homomorphism such that the cylinder like this and cylinder like this are mapped to two cylinders. And there are some other basically this is mapped here and this is mapped here. So this is a gradient. So then the category E has a gradient monoidal category structure. And I want to define a full subcategory E0. Let E0 denote the full subcategory of E such that the objects are this space three manifold such that this space three manifold with connected boundaries. This is just a technical question. And this E0 is related to the Poincaré-Yetta-Bobodin category. This let C be the category such that objects are surfaces with boundary identified with the circle. And morphisms are connected cobordism between such surfaces are considered up to common morphism in some appropriate sense. Then this is a monoidal gradient monoidal category. And Young and C, similarly to the previous case, boundary from M P to Cot P, there is a functor boundary plus from E 0 to C. And this manifold N is mapped to the boundary of N minus C spacing. So boundary plus N is the boundary of this part without the basis. And if this is mapped to another manifold, so this is N and this is N, if necessary, we can push N into N, so that the intersection of the boundary of N and the boundary of N prime are exactly the displacement. Then we get the cobordism from boundary plus N here to boundary plus N here. So here is the cobordism. So there is such a relation. And this gives a very important functor. Okay, and I would like to define another subcategory. Let H denote the full subcategory of D0, and of course it is a full subcategory E, such that objects are D0, D1, D2, and so on. Here, DG is a fixed genus G handle body obtained from a cylinder, but with blue G handles. So DG is cylinder with G1 handles. So we fix such a this change three dimension. And we have a two subcategory H. And it is convenient to identify the object in H with non-negative integers. And then we can say that H is a category such that the objects are non-negative integers and morphism from N to N are disk-based embedding from genus N handle body to genus N handle body up to I. So it looks like N can be consider this space embedding from BG to BG prime. Then this is mapped in here. So here is an embedding of a cylinder, and here is an embedding of one handles. And such an embedding can be determined by the specifying the image of the core and the framing. So we take such two component angle in BG and B2, and we consider the image of these components. So it may be not the enemy. If we specify the image of this frame triangle, then we get isotropy plus of this space angle. So such a morphism can be described by such a triangle. And I call this kind of triangle a bottom triangle. The bottom triangle is this space three manifold is a triangle such that consisting of some arcs such that the endpoints are on the bottom, and so here is this place in the port, and here we fix a line here, and we consider triangles with this connecting information. This triangle is called a bottom triangle, and morphism in here is described by such bottom triangles. there are relations between B, C, O, C, and H as follows. Boundary class is measurable on H, but not on E, E, C, O. So this implies that there's a diagram like this. And take the image of boundary class of by boundary class of H, then it is a subcategory of C. And actually, this image has appeared in the literature. And actually, the S-opposite category of H is a subcategory the category of bottom-down and the category of special attention hypothesis. And what I want to say is that H is essentially, it is not essentially new, but it is isomorphic to something already available.
Excuse me, I have a question about the monodal category of E. It seems for me that is symmetric tensor product. Is it M? Tensor M that M prime is M prime tensor M? No.
No. They are just isomorphic. Not the same. They are very, which very is isomorphic. I can explain it.
Okay. How about special? That doesn't mean special in the simplest. Is that special Lagrangian? Is that what is this?
So we take this category is as object essentially as a surface with connected boundary, and we take essentially curves like this and alpha curves, say. And special Lagrangian means that we consider coordinate between subsurfaces such that this is. I don't remember correctly, but this is on top of some product of these curves. And they are actually subcategory of C. So what I want to say here is that H is not essentially new. And some structure of H. H is a graded monoid subcategory of E. And in particular, Bg tensor Bg prime is isomorphic to Bg plus G prime. This is for yes. So this is a Hamming body of genus G, and here is a particle of genus G prime. And we show tensor product like this. Then this is a Hamming body of genus G plus G prime. And another fact is that in the frame category C, there is a graded Hopf algebra structure on object sigma 1 and punctured torus. And this graded Hopf algebra structure also contained also in H. And this is a graded Hopf algebra structure on the object 1 or V1. I don't want to explain the details of this. Okay. I explain what quantum fundamental group is. Let I be the embedding functor from H to E. And for a disk based Riemann for N, set Pn to be this functor from H of this set. And this defines a functor P from E to H hat. This is defined to be the functor category from H of the set. So what mean Pn? For an object n, Pn is, so I think I, okay, the P and N is just by definition this set. And this is I n is just V n. So this is a isotropic classes of this base embedding of V n n. And this is represented by n component bottom time in n. So basically, P and n are a set of bottom times in n. And it is clear that this set maps subjectively onto the direct product pi 1 n to n by shaping. So if we are giving bottom down like this, we take a homotopy class of this curve, then it gives an element of pi 1 n, and this also gives a half element of pi 1 n, and so on. So we get an element. So in some sense, Pn is a refinement of the set pi n. I think I should explain more, but for now, this is. It is not clear why it is quantum, but don't ask me now. It will be clear. I hope it is clear later. Okay, so the goal of this research is to generalize everything about fundamental groups into quantum fundamental groups and understand it. For example, the following notions can be generalized. So we have a representation space here, let G of pi 1 n. So we want to generalize this to QFGs and also make the fun campaign theorem for quantum fundamental groups. And there is also classifying spaces. And actually, in this talk, I will explain this part, representation spaces. And perhaps there's, I hope there's time for explaining first fun campaign theorem, but I don't have time to do this. And to define representation spaces for quantum fundamental groups, we need some equations. Let's back denote the category of vector spaces over K, where K is a field. Then the functor P can be realized to a functor KP from H of Q J. K of M is just K times P N, meaning the vector space is done by P N. And let Q be another functor from H to J. This Q is any functor, something like each other. Then we have a tensor product of cot n, kp and q over h. In the cot n notation, it is like this. It is noted like this. And so we define kp n tensor over h q to be defined as this. And actually, this is like this. We take a direct product of all objects in h of kp n tensor over k to n. Can be divided by some relations. And the relation is extending here. But what is doing, what is in here is just as follows. Q can be, the functor Q can be regarded as, in some sense, a left edge module. Or, yes, left edge module. And the KPM can be regarded as the right H module. Then we can form a tensor product of H of these two modules. And this tensor product is clearly factorial in N. So we get a functor KP tensor of H Q from E to J. So if we are given a functor Q, then we can form a tensor product like this to get the invariant of this best image. And actually this functor, this tensor product is called the left-hand extension of Q along KG in category Q. And the setting for left-hand extension is more general, and so this can be generalized to a more general case that left is under any other category. And so we want to construct interesting functors Q from H to left. Then we get a functor from E. And I explained such a construction of functors on H, and for that we need the notion of polygon of algebra. The notion of polygon of algebra is just a dual of that of Riemann of algebra. So polygon of algebra is a Hopf algebra. These are structure machines. This is equipped with two things. One thing is a universal R form. This is a linear map from H tensor A to H, satisfying certain conditions, but I don't want to explain it. And it is also equipped with a co-ribbon element. This is a linear map from H to H, satisfying certain properties. Okay, this is just a dual for ribbon potential. And I explain some examples of polygon of algebras. So since the dual notion of polygon is dual to ribbon, so if H is a finite dimensional ribbon of algebra, then the dual of H is a polygon of algebra. And another important example are commutative of algebra. If H is a commutative of algebra, then we set R equals E epsilon tensor E, co-unit tensor co-unit, and R is co-unit. Then H is a co-ribbon of algebra. And important examples of commutative of algebra are as follows. If G is a finite group, then we take a algebra of k-valued function, k the field, k-valued functions on G. Then this algebra is naturally, it is well known that it is a commutative of algebra. And another example is, we take a linear algebraic group, G, and consider that the algebra of regular functions on G, then it is a commutative of algebra. Another interesting examples are as follows. For some linear algebra group, such as SLN or SLN, and so on, there is defined a quantized version of the algebra of deep angular functions. So in here, so this is a very interesting example. Okay, and using co-ribbon of algebra, so let H be a co-ribbon of algebra, and we consider category of left H co-modules and denote it by co-mod H. And actually, this co-mod H can be defined for any co-algebras. And the co-algebra is a Hopf algebra, then this category, co-mod H, is given a monoidal category structure. And if, moreover, H is co-quasi triangular, such that, Hopf algebra is inverse R form, then H is a sort of co-mod H is given a Brady's capsule structure. And moreover, in this case, the object H and the line, which is the pair of H and left co-adjoint action of H, defined like this. Then it is a left H co-module, and so this is an object in common H, and this object has a graded Hopf algebra structure. And okay, so. And this, if H is a polygon of algebra, we can also define a graded monoidal function QH from H to co-mod H. And this is this satisfies the following condition. The graded Hopf algebra structure in H is up to that in co-mod component H. So ready top address rack just map to another one. This does not characterize the map, but almost characterize. Almost characterize. And actually partial result of this is obtained, essentially obtained by Carter. He built the similar thing for coordinate C, category C. So this, he defined a more large factor and larger categories, but he used Vivonne top algebra and satisfy certain conditions. So my only contribution here is on that we extend I dropped some restriction of the algebra. And so using the functor Q, using this functor by tensor product construction, you get a functor P tensor over H to H from P to comma H. Actually, I explained the tensor product on the in the category of vector spaces, but that construction extends to the category of polynomials. So we get this functor and we need to notify red edge. So we are given a polygon algebra, then we get such a functor. This is called quantum representation diagram. And I would like to discuss some examples. If H is algebraic functions on the finite group G, then that representation variety is just function algebra on the representation set from R1M to G. And another classical case is the following. If H is an algebra of regular functions on an algebraic group G, then the quantum character quantum representation variety is isomorphic to regular function, algebra of regular functions on the representation variety.
Excuse me. Can you say then what was the definition of rep? So what was the definition of rep? On previous slide,
algebra of regular functions.
But no, previous slide.
Previous slide.
You define quantum representation. Where's the definition of red? No. Previous.
Ah, sorry.
Where's the definition of red something?
No, I don't give the definition, but the algebra of regular functions.
No. Red. R-E-P.
Representations.
Next one. Here's the definition. Ref. This is what you're looking for.
Question again, please.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to see this. Okay, thank you.
These two cases are classical cases. And for the quantized algebra functions on quantized algebra functions, A to G, such that G is algebraic groups, such that this algebra is defined. Then the K to G is a Q-D formation. The K to G of M is a Q-D formation of representation variety. What I want to say is the Q deformation of this algebra. And for the special case that G is SF2, is closely related to the Kaufman bracket scheme of this. In fact, quantum defined, quantum character by.
Sorry. In first two cases, ref is an algebra. In the third case, what is the structure for this?
Ref is not an algebra.
No, it's commodal.
It's just a module.
Okay.
But it is possible to give a structure which is like an algebra.
A graded.
Algebra in certain category.
Yeah, this was exactly.
Okay, so this is related to Kaufman bracket scheme module. And actually, we can define quantum character variety. A, X, H, M for polygon of algebra H. And this is the precedent of M. This is defined to be the H invariant part of the H module, like this. And in this case, in the case H is K cubed SL cubed, this quantum character variety seems to be almost the same as Kaufman bracket scheme. And I'm going to give some sketch on the quantum uncoupling theorem. There is a Green formula for quantum uncoupling groups, which could be called quantum uncoupling theorem for two D space field group along a surface. Can be connected to something. And we take another manifold like this. The same surface here. And we glue them along this surface. So take M1 union M2. Then the quantum fundamental group of this manifold is isomorphic to a kind of tensor product of a P sigma of two quantum fundamental groups, Pn1 and Pn2. And here P sigma is defined to be P of the cylinder over sigma, and this is equipped with a monoid structure in the category H. Actually, H is a monoid category. This implies that the core composition is also monoidal. And P sigma is equipped with a monoid structure in this category. And we can form a tensor product of P sigma modules. And P sigma left P sigma module and then right P sigma module can be tensor over P sigma. And Pn1 has can be given a P sigma module structure, left right P sigma module structure, and this is left P sigma module. And we can form a tensor product because this is complicated category. Okay, so this is a sketch of quantum uncoupling theorem. Okay? This can be used to do a Green formula for quantum representation variety. Okay, the quantum uncoupling theorem for gives a Green formula for each co-rhythm of algebra H. And then K sigma is a represent, quantum representation variety of the sigma over sigma. Then it is shown that there is a natural algebraic structure by stacking two surface cylinders. This gives an algebraic structure on A sigma. And it emits a both from sigma to sigma prime, which means okay, sigma and sigma prime, and that the orientation just that sigma prime is root, again, root 2 sigma by square. And each surface is an arc-based surface. For two arc-based surfaces, we can form boundary connected sunlight. Then we consider this case three manifold, which whose boundary is partially described, parameterized by this surface. This is a board we can use that we see. Then the cross representation variety of this manifold is a with the binary structure like that. And the blue informula for QID states that if we achieve this other vortism, so let's say this is sigma and M1 and M2, then representation variety of this blue manifold is just a tensor product of this one and this one over the algebra A sigma. And such constructions can be used to constructions of two contacts from the two categories of those objects and surfaces, and one morphism of volumes like that, and two morphisms of embeddings of such manifolds. Embedding means the same type, because the same type of volumism and this volume is embedded in parallel. So these are two morphisms. And these two categories, so two categories is there's a two factors on these two, the two categories, usually category, two categories of algebra, spinal beads, and bimodal morphisms. Okay, so let's stop.
Could you imagine a weaker version of this, which could be interpreted as quantum H1?
A weaker version of this?
Of a quantum, yeah, quantum H1.
Quantum H1. Yes, a natural candidate for quantum H1 is to be a modulo A1 equivalence. This means that we need an so this okay. This is a bottom line in the sigma, and we modify this with some surfaces, but one side, some surfaces. So then it is maybe a one.
Yes.
is it possible that the quantum fundamental group detects S3?
Detects S3? Yes, because actually, quantum fundamental group. So this is this part is not take for that. We take a three subcategory like this. This is a this has objects as reduce blue three member. And we consider three subcategory of T such that the objects have reduce blue three member. I mean three member which does not admit essential Q skill. Then this function is faithful. So I detect a three ball. Yes, this is a refinement of pi one, so it's natural.
This is the best one. The function depends on H.
Yes.
What is?
It's for any H faithful?
No, H is not H. H is not a whole function.
So this is a function, and this is faithful means.
No, what is the right side?
Right,
set H. Yeah, but then you depend on
the two. Ah, I see, okay.
May I ask you to formulate what is this quantum fundamental group in most simple terms? As simple as possible.
As simple as possible. The quantum fundamental group is also called this space dimensional. We take a set of Bodic angles. So we have a set P and 0, P and 1, and so on. P and N is a set of N component Bodic angles. And there are operations corresponding to each morphism in H. For each Bodic angle in 100 bodies, there are operations in H. These sets. So quantum fundamental groups can be regarded as a graded set together with operations corresponding to each bottom angle in one case.
So you take two bottom tangles and join them in your way.
Yes, for example, we can take this bottom tangle. This is a minimum of B1 and B2. Composing this with this two component bottom tangle, then we get one component one which connects these components. This corresponds to mass rotation.
Is there an infinity structure lurking somewhere in the background, possibly trivial, and is there any way that could show up naturally in the structure? Is there an A infinity structure working somewhere in this picture? Maybe trivial.
Structure.
Yeah.
A infinity structure. I don't know.
Any more questions? So let's think again.